Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening.
For Mirco Brothers, trust the experts and grow like a pro with Mirco Brothers. And Dickie's Trees. Got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie.
Now, I love this half an hour too. For those of you that have known and loved listening to Sue McDougall, she's been working at this radio station for longer than I have.
I have.
A couple of decades.
Can you believe that? Exactly.
I can.
We were both apprentices at the same time.
We're older and wiser now. We've got older children.
Well, I know. Older, wiser, maybe.
But I've been,
don't think so.
I've been to your place, as you know, and I've... Well, I couldn't believe the size of your zucchinis and your pumpkins. Those things are very spoiled.
Can grow. They are very spoiled. You're right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. And chook's eggs. I've enjoyed those for years. But we've got your calls, so I'm going to sit back and relax because I know what it's like when you want your information when it comes to gardening and everything that is associated with it. So Sue McDougall is here. If you want her expert advice, pick up the phone right now, 922-1882. People already have. And we start with Trevor in Hilton. Hi, Trev.
Hi, Trevor.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, Gunn.
First thing with the... I sent a picture through.
Yeah.
One of a ponytail tree and palm and the other of a grevillea prostrate.
Yeah.
The grevillea prostrate, that's the second one I've had there, and it just seems to die, but could that be dog urine?
Easily. And you know the reason it is a phosphate in the dog urine that causes the problem. It's the just very high ammonia as well. And so that knocks it around totally. So if you can, what variety is it? Do you know? Is it?
It's a grevillea prostrate.
Yeah. Is it Gingin Gem? Try grevillea Gingin Gem. I just haven't got the photo on me. But if you get burning on the edges of the marking around the edges of the leaves, grevillea Gingin Gem is pretty tough. It's one of the toughest ones you can grow. Or Crithmifolia. Those two are brilliant. Not a lot knocks those two around. And I'd be tempted to... Lanigera is one that tends to die back. Certain varieties do. But either Gingin Gem... or Crithmifolia are two that are really tough.
Ah, good one, thanks.
Yeah.
And the other one, Sue, I put it on Gumtree and Facebook for free if anybody wants it.
Yeah.
You know the prongs that come off the ponytail?
Yeah.
I've got a bad spine and I've tripped on them a couple of times, how they get caught up in your feet.
Yeah.
That's 5.5 metres tall.
No, really? That high? 5.5 metres?
Got 6 arms off it and another 3 arms coming off one of the arms.
Yeah, wow.
And I've had a few people interested, but they're saying it's way too big to
do anything with.
Give away or anything. I was wondering.
Oh, no, I'd actually just talk to Arbor Centre and they transplant advanced trees. They might be interested in coming and getting it and be able to use it for a commercial landscape. So you should have no problem getting rid of it. And you might, rather than being in someone's domestic garden, it might have to go to a commercial project. But you should be able to, particularly being that long, particularly if you only just want to give it away, you want it to at least have a home and not end up as a tip. The other thing you do is you can cut it back, but then you lose the beautiful shape and the age of it. I imagine it's probably 30 or 40 years old, being that old.
Yeah, about 30 years old it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So give the Arbor Centre a ring.
Okay.
And just tell them what you've got, and they might say, yep. And it's almost a supply and demand, but I think that you might have a market in a commercial landscape.
Okay, thank you very much, Sue.
Pleasure.
Good on you. Good on you, Trev. David in Riverton. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Carl, and hello, Sue.
Hello.
Sue, it's your perpetual pest from Riverton.
so nice to talk to you.
Have you received my photo?
Oh, I do. Your
mango tree.
Yeah.
Now the problem is. Oh, and by the way, if you give me the answer that I want, I'll pay you extra.
Ooh. Oh, bargain!
Nothing's a lot.
Yeah. The problem is that the thick mango tree is not really mine. It belongs to my neighbour.
Oh.
Now, what's happened? I've 11 days ago. I sprayed the lawn with Yates Weed and Feed Pro, and I used the sprinkler bar so that I made sure that I didn't overspray anything that was within the vicinity.
Yeah.
Now, that mango tree is in the lawn.
Yeah. Are they blaming you? No, it's a cold.
No, they're not yet.
But you're worried.
We've been talking about it, me and my neighbour, and he said, I don't know why the leaves have gone like this. Yeah. And I said to him, I think it's the cold.
I think
but
you're
then
right,
I thought,
yeah.
Oh, wow, I wonder whether...
Hope he's not listening because he knows who, where
no,
you
he's
are.
Not. I'm well and truly in my garage. He can't hear me. But so would that spray have permeated through the lawn and got to the roots of the mango tree?
No, the active of that is contact. So you find that, and also the solution you put on isn't actually that strong. So I would say no, not a problem in that side of it. What it is cold weather. Totally,
thank you very
David.
Much indeed. So can I have your bank account details? Could you give me the correct answer?
Yeah, I won without even realising. Yeah, this time of the year, it's been so cold. It's been the coldest winter in 28 years or something that. And so that is that new growth. Soon as all mango trees look like this, David, and you'll find the beautiful new growth will come through. So you're fine.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Dave. Is this all part of global warming? This very cold spot? Marty in Bedford. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you going, Sue and Carl?
Good.
I planted some garlic about a week or two before Easter.
Yep.
One or two of the leaves are starting to go yellow. When do I know when to dig them up?
Okay, it's not until November. So at the moment, Mary, it's a long-term crop. So what we do with garlic is get as much leaf growth as possible on it for the beginning of the season. And at this time of the year, we hit them with, if it's the older leaves going yellow, that's okay. If it's the inside leaves going yellow, that is a little bit of a problem. But because it's been cold, we don't want any fungal problems on them. So what we do is hit them with a little bit of potassium at the moment. Potassium strengthens the bulbs, gets them growing nice and strong, because then they then develop and get big enough, and when we're harvesting them in November, you'll find that then they're mature enough. If you harvest them too early, they just collapse and go rotten and go really soft, and you don't have them for a few months. And so this time of the year, we keep them in the ground, we feed them at the moment, so blood and bone with potassium or potash is a good thing to put on them, even a little bit of liquid fertiliser for flowering veggies, yes, or flowering plants and fruit trees and veggies, yes, to really get the cloves to develop. So it's, even though it's like forever ago since you've planted them, it's still a little bit longer. Yeah.
Yeah, no problems. Okay, thanks very much, Sue. I'll leave them in there.
Yeah, no problem at all. Well done, Mary.
To Marty and Butler. G'day, Marty.
Hi, Marty.
Afternoon, Bori. How you going, Sue?
Good.
I took your advice with all my shrubs and the slow release and everything there.
Yeah.
Now, I pulled a few things out that were looking pretty manky, and I've made some space. So I want to know, sorry, I've got the two-way going as well. I wanted something flowering, possibly perfume, but something that would attract birds. The space is about 2 metres by a metre and a half, and height-wise, it really doesn't matter. So, advice?
Yeah, certainly. Do you want the honey eater, the nectar feeding birds, Marty? Do you want
them? Sure.
Yeah,
why
those
not?
Ones? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a few things that we can do. Not all birds are nectar feeding birds. And so anything that's got that beautiful Proteaceae family, so any of the grevilleas, there's some beautiful grevilleas that will do absolutely fantastic, 2 metres high, but also good protection. So Grevillea oliveaceae is a really good one. Any of the varieties of oliveaceae. Fire sprite is another one that's beautiful red flower. You find superb, Grevillea superb flowers nearly all the time. It has, not often, it hasn't got a flower on it.
Okay.
Now, also, having some of those, they are brilliant for keeping the birds for protection as well. So if they're a bushy shrub, the birds feel safe in there. So you've not only got nectar feeding a food source, you've also got birds that have got somewhere that's a home for them. The other thing that we can do is put a few, and I'm not sure if I talked to you about it before, but a few kangaroo paws in as well that flower in summer, because you've got the spring flowering shrubs in your garden, and then something that's going to be a food source in summer makes a huge difference as well. And so then you'll
put
find
kangaroo paws
great.
Down,
yep.
But I was ordered in no. Yeah, I had to rip them out.
Why? Damn.
Nut, they're going. I love them, but nut.
Okay, fair enough.
So.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
So that's okay. One of the other things that you could put in are some of the phyllothecas. One plant called Cascada Stars is stunning, and that's a beautiful flowering spring shrub that will just look beautiful. Ground covering form as well if you want something low.
Okay, beautiful. Mm.
Enjoy.
Oh, great. Thank
Thanks,
you so
Marty.
Much.
Yeah, welcome.
See you, Marty. 16 after 2, 922-1182 is the number. Marjorie, May, Vicky, Gordon, you're next in the queue. We've got to clear some commitments. Be back after this.
Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
We're now into spring, and that means it's time to get outside and get fit. Australia's favourite personal trainer, Michelle Bridges, is back on the show. And this week, she'll have all the tips you need to leave winter behind and get fit for the warmer months. Plus, pharmacist Gerald Quigley joins us to take all your calls. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The House of Wellness, 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
My success is turning a passion into a booming business. What's yours? Protect your business success with Vero Insurance. To learn more, go to vero.com.au/success or talk to a broker today. Insurer is Vero Insurance.
It's all coming together at Mazda this Saturday. M-Day. Mazda's only one day, once a year sale. M-Day. Your chance to save. M-Day. This Saturday at Mazda dealerships everywhere.
Be rewarded with Harvey Norman Cool Cash. Simply purchase a selected inverter split system air conditioner from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Panasonic or Kelvinator and get a bonus FBOS gift card valued at up to $200. What a deal! Beat the heat and organise installation before summer. Just ask in store. Get a great deal on your new air conditioner and bonus FBOS gift card up to $200 value. Hurry, limited time offer. Conditions apply. Installation not available in all areas. Beat the heat at Harvey Norman with Cool Cash.
The best garden in the street.
G'day, Graham Ross here. Now, you all know I love my gardening, and we all know that Sea Sol is simply fantastic for keeping your garden healthy and looking great. But did you know that Sea Sol reduces transplant shock and dramatically increases the plant's survival rate when they're newly planted? Now, look, it's like an insurance policy for your plants. So when you're planting out your seedlings and new plants in your garden, don't just water them in, Sea Sol your plants.
Don't forget the Sea Sol.
Banish unsightly boar stains with Aquabiotics. Install a stain stopper system from Aquabiotics now, ready for spring with factory direct prices from just $850. Simple and quick to install and safe for the environment. Choose from three different stain stopper models and price ranges. Get rid of boar stains on walls, driveways and fences with Iron Clean and stop them from coming back with Stain Stopper. Go to boarsaver.com.au or call Aquabiotics now on 93792911.
Direct from Scotland, the world-famous pipes and drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards are coming to Perth. A Scottish spectacular featuring 28 musicians, dancers and singers on stage. Experience the power and precision of one of the world's greatest military bands, as featured on the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. Don't miss the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, marching into the Crown Theatre Saturday, November 5. Book now at Ticketmaster.
If you want a healthy garden, then you need to use the right mulch. Triple C Mulch blends corn, chicken manure and canola, all grown here in WA, to produce a high-quality mulch that will improve soil biology, nutrient delivery and moisture retention. It's convenient and packed tight. Ask for Triple C Mulch by name at your local garden centre, hardware store or go online to DSACO.com. That's DSATCO. And make your garden grow.
The Porsche Cayenne Demonstrator event starts Friday, only at Porsche Centre Perth, Perth's exclusive Porsche dealership, DL9261.
Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening.
For Dickie's Trees, got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie. And Mirko Brothers, trust the experts and grow like a pro with Mirko Brothers.
Now, I've made an executive decision during the commercial break that Sue McDougall is going to be here until 3 o'clock every single Thursday.
I'd love that.
Until I'm here anyway. Now, that only may be a couple of weeks, Sue, but, you know...
you're on holiday.
Yeah, I'm going on holidays, going to Penang. I'm going to be looking at all the beautiful flowers. Oh, how good are the flowers over in places like that?
Just, and you can just take a big tree trunk, virtually, chop it off and put it in the ground and it grows.
You know what amazes That's me? True. The guys, the young fellas who climb those coconut trees to take away those coconuts that might fall on our head.
I know.
Amazing how they get up there.
They
no
are.
Harness.
I know.
Just arms and legs.
Look at it. It's incredible.
Let's go to the people because Marjorie in Spearwood wants to ask you a question. Marjorie.
Hi, Marjorie.
Yeah, hello. I just want to ask two quick ones. It's a honeysuckle creeper. Yeah. Can I cut it back now?
Do you want to? Do you, yes, give you
it,
can.
I want to give it a good cutting back.
Yeah, you can. And you kill them, really. Oh, but you will probably have a later flowering or not a strong flowering. Is that okay?
It's on a fence. And
yeah.
I'll put some fertiliser
yeah,
in. And
yeah, like you can chop it back now. Now that it's starting to warm up, apparently.
And then just, is it all right now to trim back the magnolia trees, the little gem magnolia?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
And because they're starting to put on their new growth, or will very soon.
Yeah.
And so if you're lucky enough, one of the people lucky enough to get them to trim back, just go back to wherever a leaf has come out. There's always potential for it to shoot away. There's a bud there. So magnolias hedge beautifully, or little gem hedges beautifully. It's a fantastic shrub. Yeah. So, and particularly if it's getting a bit tall, just chop the top of it off, Marjorie.
Many thanks.
Enjoy.
You know, when I rang you a couple of weeks ago, when I was driving along with my dad, and we asked her that question.
That's right.
He said, how come she knows so much stuff? And I said, because she's been doing this stuff for a long time.
I have, he's right. Hey? Exactly, you're right. I have been doing it for a long time. I've been here coming up 21 years, Carl.
Yeah, but outside of here.
Yeah, like, it's my life. It's my life. And I grew up with it.
But did you study this stuff?
Yeah, I have. So, I have studied it. But I did, and you're the same as well. I've studied agriculture,
right.
And I've studied horticulture, and I've studied landscape architecture. So it's all tied in.
I haven't heard you stumped yet.
Oh, no, there's lots
of
things.
I mean, I've heard you challenged, but eventually you find a way.
There's lots of things I don't know.
Mary in Cloverdale. Hello, May in Cloverdale.
Yes, Sue, I was just ringing to ask you, can you transplant a lavender bush?
Oh, how established is it?
Oh, I suppose it'd be about 2 feet
high. Been in the ground for a long time?
The reason I
ask or hesitate is that as a general rule, any grey leaf plants don't transplant brilliantly at all. And it's because of that hair on the leaves. Lavenders don't transplant fantastically. So one of the best ways to go is that you can try and do some cuttings of it first and transplant some cuttings. But by transplanting the whole shrub, sometimes they sulk and they'll just say, no, that's it, I'm not shooting away. And sometimes they might. So you've got a 50%, less than that, actually, probably about a 30% chance of it transplanting. So it depends how attached to it you are.
Oh, okay.
If it's got sentimental value or not.
What about clivias? When's the right time to separate them?
Oh, virtually any time, because they're coming into their main flowering time now.
Yeah,
so
they've just flowering.
Are they flowering now? So once they've finished flowering, the clivias are amazing plants. They are so hardy. We had to transplant an area where we actually concreted an area where they were. I lifted them up. I put them under a tree. They weren't even buried in the ground for a couple of months, and they still lived. So you can't kill the clivias. Don't be worried about knocking them around. The only time that you can kill them is if you transplant them and you split them up, but there's not enough root matter on the main plant. Otherwise, go for it.
Oh, okay, thanks. And I was given a few seeds of kangaroo seeds and I've put them in some mixture to, try and get them to go.
Have you... The kangaroo paws are interesting, actually, because they don't open up, so you've got to crush that pod that they are, that little capsule that they're in. Did you do that?
These were given to us at a meeting we went to, and they're in a little separate thing, each of them, and put them in the ground. But I was just wondering, once you've put them in, do you have to water them or not?
Is it the red and green one?
I think so.
Okay. So red and green through spring, yes. Over summer, they die back. One of the main reasons people kill red and green kangaroo paws is that they die back over with too much water. They rot very easily. So they can die back, go dormant, and then they'll shoot away again. So water them. Not at the moment, of course, you don't need to water them. But very limited water in summer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Good on you, May. To Vicky in Cannington. G'day, Vicky.
Oh, hi, Carl and Sue. Now, I wanted to speak about my stephanotis.
Yes.
Now, Sue, do I need to fertilise it?
Oh, they do need fertilising because their older leaves go yellow really easily and then you think, it's not looking that good, and then those older leaves drop and you end up with sticky, twiggy thing that doesn't look that exciting.
Well, so, I've been putting power feed and seed style on. That's really all I've done.
Okay, a little bit of controlled-release fertiliser really is all you need at the beginning of every season, so that just saves your job all the time. Yeah. But Stefano,
I can't cut it
good.
Back now, can I?
Is no, it after late? It's finished flowering, if you can.
Oh,
yeah,
that'll start flowering about November.
That's right. Has it got a seed pot on it?
Oh, I've had quite a few.
That takes a lot of energy out of the plant.
Well, I pulled them off.
Yeah, I would too, definitely.
Oh, okay. And also, I've got two frangipanis, but they're not growing. They've been the same size for about 5 years.
Pull them out.
Get rid of them. I agree. You're too patient. I'm not actually that tolerant of frangipanis that don't grow.
And they're not flowering.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely pull them out.
So what will
that's a technical side. Carl just told you what to do. Yeah. No, not really. Vicky, if they haven't grown, has the stem grown or have they shot away or anything?
They're healthy enough, yeah.
They come back every year, they grow their leaves and then...
But they're not hollow, you know, you can't squash them, you know.
Yeah, so they come
dead.
Up with leaves, they shoot away. Yeah. Okay, push them, really push them along this year and be that's
it. Yeah, but I don't know what to put on them.
Oh, you've just your power feed and your sea salt.
I thought I might have overdone it with doing that, you know, too much of that.
No, well, you can too much that you end up with lots of leaves but no flowers, but it will grow.
That they don't, you shouldn't water them or something, is that right?
Frangipanis will rot very easily if you give them too much water, but in your sandy soils in Cannington, you've a long way off over watering a frangipani in summer. Yeah.
Oh, all right, Sue. So I'll just push the power feed.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks, Vic. Gordon joins us from Bassendean. G'day, Gordon.
Good on you. Yes, could I speak to Sue, Tom?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, Sue, my first year of growing rhubarb.
And have you had fun doing that? It's great.
Everything's going well.
Good on you.
I was watering from the top and I've found out that was wrong. And everything's going right now.
Great.
Except that I've got three crowns.
Yeah.
But one of them's growing a big stalk up there with seeds on it.
Ah, okay. That crown will then die back and then your side crowns will come. So if it's starting to send out a flower shoot, to lengthen the life of that crown, just because then the side ones will come from it. So it's not the end of the world, but if you want, just take the flower stalk out.
Right.
Just chop it out,
What do I do with that, just straight away, or will it seed?
Well, it will seed if you let it develop, but then the downside of that, it takes a lot of energy from your crown.
Yeah, well, and it's covered with seed.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a catch-22, really. I would say forget it. I'd just chop the flower stalk off and then let the foliage develop more rather than letting it develop seeds, because you can grow it from seed, no problem at all.
Yeah.
But I'd be chopping the seed out, and that's on... usually an indicator that that crown is quite mature.
Yes, yeah. It's still got rhubarb growing up the side of it, but
that's
one stalk going up the centre.
Yeah, so just cut that out and then it'll put its effort into the ones off the side.
Okay, thanks very much for that.
Thank you, Gordon. Now we'll go back to the call. So Simon in Rivervale. G'day, Simon.
G'day, how are you going? And hello, Sue.
Hi, Simon.
I've got a problem. Winter grass has gone feral in my cooch this year.
Oh, no, I know it has. And that's because it's just been so damp. It seeds prolifically. It's been so damp, and it's just one of those years. So you've got a couple of things. You can spray if you want to, Simon, and get rid of it now before it seeds or before the seeds mature, because 1 year seeding is 7 years weeding with winter grass. But one of the things with winter grass, the reason why it grows, if you've got fairly compacted soil, that makes a big difference, and that's why it takes off. So if you can aerate the soil and keep it loose at the beginning of winter, it does make a big difference.
Well, I do spike it with my fork. I go along and make holes in it.
Yeah.
No, but it's already got the white heads on it now already.
Yeah. So
do I cut it before I spray it, or spray it while the head's on?
No, cut it. Cut it now, keep the clippings and get rid of those. You don't want to keep them to put back on.
Yeah.
Hold those and then spray it.
So I've got some of the Amgro weed killing stuff. Is that the stuff to use?
Well, get winter grass killer. It's David Gray's product, and it's specifically for winter grass. So yeah, okay. It's specific because it needs to be a fine leaf poa. So it needs to be a herbicide that gets rid of fine leaves. Many of the broadleaf selective herbicides are for broadleafs leaf crops, and it won't control the winter grass for you.
Yeah, because I use Camber M on the rest of my lawn, so...
Yeah, yeah. So it's as long as it says specific for whatever the active ingredient it is for you, it's specific for winter grass, you're right.
Beautiful. Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, then feed it, Simon. Aerate it and feed it. That's important.
Thank you, Simon. Alan in Pearsall. Hello, Al.
G'day, Carl. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Alan.
Sue, just at the moment, all these flowering plums and flowering peaches are out.
Yep.
Can you take cuttings and, you know, like propagate from cuttings?
Well, sometimes they are grown on their own roots, but most of those trees are grown on very strong either seedling rootstock or pyrus rootstock. And the reason is that it's really tough. They are really hardy, the rootstock, and then so they're grafted onto the top of the rootstock. Yes, you can grow it on its own cutting, but they're mostly wood cuttings done what we call hardwood cuttings done in winter, and they're not quite as strong. So they're not as drought resistant, not quite as strong. And that's the reason we graft them. Look, it's not the end of the world. If you're into doing cuttings and you want to do some cuttings and you want to keep them in a pot and you just want to keep them for flowers, what have you got to lose? You can give it a go. Yeah. But mostly hardwood cuttings in winter. So you'll take a piece that's, well, it's dormant. You'll then, it might be 10 or 15, say probably 15 to 20 centimetres long. You cut into the bark, you paint it with hormone gel, you put it in the ground and some will send out roots, some won't. But mostly T-butted or mostly grafted, actually, Alan.
Oh, okay. Then, and Sue, that'd be the same for the, I think it's the variegated, there's a variegated pear or peach. They're all obviously the same.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. And that versicolor, that one, that peach is absolutely stunning. And the amount it's gorgeous with that hot pink and then the white color on the same plant. It's stunning. It's worth buying one, you know, for probably about $30-$35. You'll get a beautiful tree and you get an instant 4-year-old tree.
Yeah, no, I might try that. I think that sounds
Thanks, Al. Thanks for your call. Now, the lucky last, Rochelle from Willoughby. We're gone over time, but, what's time? Rochelle, quick.
Oh, hi, Carl. Hi,
hello, Sue. Rochelle.
Hello. Sweet peas looking wonderful. No flowers on them. Why?
It's almost time. It's just time. You'll find that they are probably looking so lush because it's been such a good year. Are they in a lot of sun?
Yes.
Yep, that's what we need. Have they had lots of blood and bone, lots of fertiliser?
I haven't grown them every year for 35 years for me.
Yeah, so cut that back. No. Just knock that back. But because we've had lots of rain, it's soft, I think the sweet peas are going to be about 3 weeks later than what they normally are.
Thank you.
Yeah, so just wait. Just wait a little bit.
Thank you, Rochelle. Thank you to all of those callers. Sorry to those like Rob out there in Bertram who we haven't been able to get to. The audio of this and our vet will appear on our 6PR website. If you missed anything, if you want to recap, if you want to follow up on some names, Trev's call back quickly, Sue, and ask, could you spell out the name of the business you mentioned, please?
Yeah, certainly. Carl, it's Arbor, A-R-B-O-R, Arbor Centre.
That's a tree, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's the name for a tree. There you go.
Surprised myself.
So clever.
Hey, see ya.
Take care.
See you Saturday morning.
Yeah, you
I'll be in here, boat dive and fishing, and then I'll hand over and we'll hear Darren with Sue for a few hours. It's 25 to 3. After this, we'll come back. We'll update the traffic with the main roads. We'll have a chat to Bayview Stockbroking to find out how the market has fared. Adam Shand will tell us what's happening in his drive program. And then Tim Carrier and Brendan Foster from WA Today will be in the studio to have a chat about the Thursday throwdown. That's what's coming your way between now and 3 o'clock.